Cuckoo funds are spending 53 million euro a week on average buying housing estates. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which bases its figures on the 696 million euro spent by investment funds in the first 3 months of this year. Donal O'Donovan writes that although restricting funds from buying would boost the available supply to ordinary buyers by an estimated 50%, any changes would take years to work through the system because investors are increasingly buying estates and blocks off the plans up to 2 years before construction is complete. The Irish Times leads this morning with the government's furious response to being blindsided by reports that the British government plans to depart from previous agreements and prevent the prosecution of British soldiers accused of crimes during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Taoiseach Micheál Martin warned that any unilateral move away from the Stormont House Agreement would be a breach of trust, while Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, who met with Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis in Dublin on Wednesday, just hours before the reports emerged, said that there had been no heads up from London about the move. The Belfast Telegraph also leads with this story, reporting that the proposal has sparked fury across the board since it would amount to blanket protection from prosecution for former paramilitaries as well as ex-security force members. Sinn Féin MP John Finucane, whose father Pat was murdered by the UDA, called the plans an outright attack on the justice system. The lead story in the Irish News, meanwhile, quotes Mark Thompson of the Relatives for Justice group, who describes the timing of the announcement on the same day as the inquest into the Ballymurphy massacre as deliberately insensitive. The Irish Examiner leads today with the line that hospitals are within their rights to continue to lock loved ones out of maternity appointments, despite HSE boss Paul Reid requesting that restrictions should be lifted. The HSE has admitted that it doesn't know what restrictions are in place in each of the country's 19 maternity units, as COVID measures have been left up to individual managers, and although they are to be advised to lift restrictions, the final decision will rest with each hospital. The abolition of the law preventing parents from naming children who were killed in violent circumstances is covered in the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and on the front of today's Independent. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports that a Congolese man who murdered Irish charity worker John Curran at his home in South Africa in 2018 is to be jailed for 18 years. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the campaign to reward frontline healthcare staff for their dedication during the pandemic with extra leave or a one-off payment. And finally, the picture on the front of today's Examiner is of Cork woman Rosie Healy sitting inside her stylishly converted Hi-Ace van. And inside today's paper, there's a feature on some of the people who use the lockdown to create their own DIY camper vans. Martha Brennan writes that with summer on the horizon and travel restrictions easing, they're now ready to hit the open road.